Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. And thank God we got basketball coming back. Hockey, basketball. I was watching it all yesterday. It was a happy place to be while John was, you know, screaming at nobody into the sky while his Red Sox burn in flames. We got to sit and there was hope. There was hope for a great NHL season. There's obviously hope for the Celtics. And the broadcasts of those two teams in the bubbles have been really good. I've talked about the NHL one and how that seems to be the one that's closest to the real experience, believe it or not. But the NBA's has been pretty good, too. I mean, it's definitely a little off, but at least they've done enough to make it not look depressing. Except there's one small thing that I did not think about. There was a moment in last night's game that everything kind of came crashing down to earth and reality. And, you know, they've got fake noise pumped in, which is actually kind of working during these basketball games. And just the sound of basketball being played kind of helps things feel normal. But we found out last night what happens when there's an injury, and it is eerie. Take a listen to this. This is from the broadcast last night. You want to talk about something that immediately makes you go, whoa, this isn't the same as it used to be.
I don't think that that's an ideal matchup for them, and I wonder if they're looking at it like that as well.
Yeah, there was the turn with his left ankle.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't look like, I mean.
No, it did not.
It looks like that play could happen right. 15 times a game.
Yeah, that's always amazed me that more guys don't go down from that, stepping on lands on somebody else's sneaker.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell
what he's clearly in pain right now.
Yeah, he really is.
I mean, that's spooky. Like, it was so quiet. It went from, like, you know, let's go rock, and all of a sudden it's this. And they're whispering. And because, I mean, obviously all the players stop and everyone kind of crowds around. But, I mean, there's no sound. And it was really kind of eerie. So much that if you weren't paying attention, it was so quiet that it got your attention. You turn and went, whoa,
well,
what just happened?
Think about what else can you do? I mean,
no,
you can't pipe
it's
in noise. You can't.
It's not their fault, but it's a slap of reality for a moment when that happens. Yeah. Like, well, things are a little different. And I never thought about what would happen if something like that goes on. But that was the one moment from the broadcast that just seemed, you know, a little off. And Scal and Mike obviously doing the best that they can there. They've both been doing a really good job. We'll have Mike on in just a couple minutes. But then there's the other side of things. Then there's the radio side of the broadcast, our own side, with, of course, two people that we have had on the show many a times, Mr. Sean Grandy and the great Cedric Maxwell. So what are Sean and Grandy doing during all, or Sean and Max doing during all this? They are coming to the studios at Beasley right there in Dorchester. And there is a studio that's been set up where they are have these a series of screens. Have either of you guys been in that studio and seen what it looks like?
Where is it?
Into it?
I have no idea where it is.
Yeah, I can walk you down there. I only saw it in the pictures and the phone. But actually, myself and Nick, we ran into Cedric Maxwell on Monday after the show.
Oh.
Out in the parking lot here.
Okay.
And we were asking, he actually said he loves it here.
Oh, great.
He loves being here and not. And I was like, what about the buffet? He goes, I ain't going near that buffet anymore. But yeah, he was, we talked for 5 minutes. He was so funny. He loves John Wallach.
Oh, he does. Loves he's John Wallach. A massive fan of John Wallach, which means he hates Sean Grandy. So I'm just, it's an assumption, but I mean, he when you're overly effusive and praise at somebody's replacement, it means you truly hate the person you're working
well,
with.
Well, hang on. When we had him on, we had Max on Friday. And yep. he compared us to a couple of singers. He compared me to one. Who were the singers that he compared us to? I was John Mellencamp.
John
That's
Cougar
who I was.
Wallachamp.
He said that Grandy was Prince and I was John Mellencamp.
Yes.
Well, you kind of lost it on that deal. And by the way, John Cougar Mellencamp, notoriously one of the biggest pricks in music. So
oh, I had no idea.
Sure.
Is that right?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
well.
which is not John Wallach. But in your opinion, it's probably Sean Grandy. So, will you retire? I'm sorry. I just spoke what John was thinking right now. But one thing that Cedric Maxwell is known for is every once in a while, other than, of course, yelling complete non sequiturs and strange words like sandwiches that nobody can figure out, is that sometimes he's known to sneak a snack or two while on the air. He's known for woofing down tons of chocolate cake from, as you said, the buffet that they have there.
He'll show up with food. He'll just show up. I remember there was a night he cooked us all soup and like fed the crew during the game. Max has been known to veer off course occasionally, yes.
Well,
real quick, they actually are broadcasting from the locker rooms now. They were here the other night.
Okay.
But it looks like they're going to be broadcasting from the Celtics locker rooms.
From the Garden. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really? They're going to be...
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture at our Pats Radio Insta account.
That just seems weird to be in the locker. Like, why not put them in a booth?
I don't know.
I mean, because then you at least got mics set up and stuff like that.
I think a lot more room.
I'll tweet out their setup. It looks really good.
All right, maybe. Okay. Yeah. I mean, sure. I'm sure. Listen, I'm sure they've thought this through. They've had plenty of time. The NBA's been doing everything right. All right. So Cedric Maxwell, obviously in a different environment now. And apparently yesterday he made an attempt to try to make things feel like normal. I have not heard this yet. The audio has been pulled. I was made aware of it by many listeners last night who were listening to the broadcast.
I heard this live. It was fantastic.
Let it roll.
They have Austin Rivers and McLemore coming off the bench. Eric Gordon is up, and he is not yet walking, but he is standing.
Yes!
On his feet. Why don't you tell everybody
pizza
what you're
pizza time!
Yep. Only Max can get
on
away
his
with
feet.
That.
Why don't you tell everybody
pizza
what you're
pizza time!
Well, okay. He ordered a pizza to the Garden for the game.
Okay, so this is in the Garden, and he ordered pizza.
He ordered pizza to be delivered to TD Garden. Now,
hang on. Stop. Is that during the injury?
Yes.
No, it wasn't during it.
Yes, it is. Eric Gordon.
That was during the injury?
Yeah, listen to it again.
We have Austin Rivers and McLemore coming off the bench. Eric Gordon is up, and he is not yet walking, but he is standing.
Yes. It was during the injury. Only Max.
Eric Gordon is hurt. Yes.
Only Max.
So you're listening to the broadcast, and you're thinking, yes, which
walking,
means, okay,
standing.
Yes.
On his feet. Why don't you tell everybody
pizza
what you're
time.
At? I mean, that's just, I mean, okay.
I hope you all understand what kind of a national treasure we have here in Boston in Cedric Maxwell. Max is the best. He really is.
You're sitting there thinking, oh, he's obviously, you know, what a heart this guy has. He's rooting for Eric Gordon to get up. I mean, yes, he's made it up this
year.
And then what does he say it is, Dan O'Brien?
Everybody, pizza time.
Okay, all right, okay. So, I mean, and you can hear Sean being like, why are you saying that during me discussing an injury at this moment? I'm not quite sure how this is going to play out. And to that I say, well, it's wildly entertaining. So let's let this roll. So he says, yes, a pizza has been delivered, which is interesting that they reference that while they're on the air, but let it roll.
On his feet, why don't you tell everybody
pizza
what you're
time.
You're the only guy who got a pizza delivered during a pandemic to a supposedly secure location. That's like Jack Bauer getting a pizza delivered to some prison camp in Slovenia.
Let me stand right here and do this. See, that's what I'm holding up right now. Which way do I hold this Bible? How you want me to hold it? This way, that way? I'm not sure.
What is he talking about?
Okay.
All right. So all right. There's a lot of questions here. How do you get a pizza in there, first of all? Now, this wasn't a pizza from the TD Garden because the people aren't working there right now.
Correct.
Okay, so how are they able to get it? He's right. How are they able to get a pizza inside of this fairly secure place during a pandemic?
I don't know. Max has
connections. And how much did Cedric Maxwell pay to have the guy bring it to him? But then what's going on with the Bible here?
I don't know.
All right, just let it roll. Maybe there's some sort of cohesive explanation.
Let me stand right here and do this. See, this is what I'm holding up right now. Which way do I hold this Bible? How you want me to hold it? This way, that way? I'm not sure. That was the best.
Eric Gordon is being helped off the floor, man. This is just a nightmare of these exhibition scrimmage games.
Poor Eric Gordon.
Look, as a play-by-play guy, I feel the need to step in here. Where else can Grandy go? Honest to God. I mean, he's got...
Wait a second. Where else can he go? You've worked with the man.
Yes, I have.
Like, is this just a scrimmage? Nobody's playing and he's like, where's my pizza?
No. But, I mean, that's the thing. If you could veer off course and discuss... I could have veered off course and discussed pizza for 10 minutes. But in theory, there's a guy who's hurt that you need to talk about here.
I don't need to tell Grandy what to do because Grandy obviously is a pro at this. He's great. He does an excellent play-by-play, although I know, John, you wish I would say something bad about him, so maybe our bosses would hear it, and he would lose his job, and you would take his. But unfortunately for you, Grandy is excellent at his gig, so yep. I don't need to. But I mean, in my head, I'd be going, just talk and don't shut up. So he can't say anything. Just keep talking and don't shut up and just let Max eat his pizza. Let's get through this injury and we'll go from there. But thank goodness he didn't, because we all get this because of that. Go back like 10 seconds, because I mean, just the fact that he's saying Eric Gordon is having a hard time getting up, and then you get another like yay pepperoni. Let's hear this.
Eric Gordon is being helped off the floor, man. This is just a nightmare of these exhibition scrimmage games.
Let's get this halftime. Hey, let's get the halftime. Jeez.
Still 108 to go until halftime.
Holy. Smells like pizza.
We need this. We have to save that.
Like pizza. Smells like pizza.
Kemba Walker for three.
Oh God, it's so great to just be able
smells
to
like pizza.
Just have like he's got like the ultimate FU cred. I mean, like no one's gonna say anything to Cedric Maxwell. Like, Cedric Maxwell. Everyone loves Cedric Maxwell.
The guy won a championship, was an MVP in the final. Like, how can you say anything to that man? At this
got his number retired, man. It's hanging in the building they're broadcasting from.
He's a boss, man.
Yep.
Oh my God, that's just awesome.
Grandy tweeted it out last night. Now we're looking at the pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, so you saw this. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It was probably just because he needed an explanation as to why all of this was.
What is that? What kind of pizza? Is that a Roni?
Is there any more of this, Dan? If there is, we might need to play it later, because we got okay. All right. Well, I gotta hear this. I mean,
yeah, there's plenty more.
Okay. All right. So
we haven't even gotten through half of it. You know, there's still.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have Mike Gorman, someone who did not order a pizza, at least that we know of, on the air yesterday for NBC Sports Boston. We will get to him in the broadcast right after
pizza time.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
the Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. And thank God we got basketball coming back. Hockey, basketball. I was watching it all yesterday. It was a happy place to be while John was, you know, screaming at nobody into the sky while his Red Sox burn in flames. We got to sit and there was hope. There was hope for a great NHL season. There's obviously hope for the Celtics. And the broadcasts of those two teams in the bubbles have been really good. I've talked about the NHL one and how that seems to be the one that's closest to the real experience, believe it or not.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Sub.
Toucher.
My only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Gorman along with Tom Heinz, and welcome back to our coverage of Boston Celtic basketball.
Tonight, Gorman was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Come on, come on. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, Toucher and Rich, should I blast myself? Same old jokes, even worse is Fred. Man, don't know Dick. Makes me wish I was dead. Wallach and Rich trying hard to be funny. Can't believe those two getting money. Sucking up to guess who the hell cares. Just shoot me now, throw me down the stairs. Sitting at the mic trying to sound real big. How'd these boys ever land this gig? Every day it's the same old baloney. Judge must have been on something to give him a Marconi. Just gets worse as the day goes on. Felger and Mad, brain-numbing egothon. Gotta start making changes. Would you rather Zoe and Beetle or two distant strangers? Come on, Tommy Heinsohn, what you think of this?
Are you kidding? That's ridiculous.
You gotta take it from T, a brother close to me.
Puckhead.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Come on, come on.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah, tell him, T, tell him.
That's just the way it is.
Don't hold back, T, give it your all.
Are you kidding me?
Mike G and the T, out.
Take that, 98 Mile.
The Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. And I'm very, very, very happy to welcome back a guy that, just hearing his voice last night on TV meant we got a little normalcy coming back, got a little Celtics basketball. Mr. Mike Gorman, the play-by-play voice of the Boston Celtics for NBC Sports Boston. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, someone who has never ordered a pizza while on air, like Mr. Cedric Maxwell did. Mike, is that indeed a fact? You have not ordered food while on the air, and I can't say as much about any of your people sitting next to you, but I know that you're that kind of pro, right?
Not with the mic on, yeah.
By the way, real quick, before we get started, first of all, it's great to hear from you, but I would like to know, how's Tommy doing? Because, you know, last we heard he was Chad Finn who had reported that he was in the hospital, but it was something that he'd had before. But
He's making progress. He had some problems with clots, and that kind of knocked him off his feet for about a week or two. Then he went to a rehab hospital and was doing some rehab, and they decided they needed to go back and check on the clots again, so he went back to Beth Israel. But now he's back in rehab again and doing okay from what I understand. Haven't talked to him in a couple of days, but talked to his son all the time who's in there with him. And, Tommy's a tough guy. He's hanging in.
Well, good, good. Give him our best. Obviously, there's been people who've been asking to see who he is, and that was the first thing I wanted to know. All right, so this is not weird for you because you have broadcast from a studio before in the Olympics. So how are you guys adapting to doing all of this in a COVID-19 world?
I think we're getting used to it. It's hard to get used to because it's so quiet. You know, Scal and I are about 6-7 feet apart in the studio they have us set up in. And you know, just the lack of crowd noise, the lack of in the first game we did Chris Paul there was he dominated the whole arena because he was so loud with his commands barking out to people, which was a good lesson, as Brad Stevens pointed out, for the Celtics, and they need to have a guy like that who is aggressively in charge of running the offense. So Marcus Smart, I think, ultimately will be that guy. But it's been a learning process, but I'm glad we had these three scrimmages to just physically get used to the surroundings so that when we start on Friday night, now they start playing games for real, which will be fun. That's going to be, it's going to be really interesting to see, not only through these seeding games, as they call them, but through the playoffs, you know, how guys can get a playoff intensity. Like you guys all know, you walk into the Boston Garden in a playoff date, and as soon as you walk through the tunnel, the place is alive. It's electric, and that you get caught up in that as a player. It's deathly quiet in these buildings right now. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of enthusiasm they're able to muster, whether they get it to a playoff level. That's going to be the real trick.
Mike, first of all, it's great to talk to you again. Basketball.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's great to talk to you. And after watching these three games, do you think the Celtics are ready? More specifically, is the bench ready to help out?
Well, the bench better be ready. Everybody's healthy, which, you know, that's the good news. The bad news is during the season when everybody was healthy, they had a losing record. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I think Coach was telling us yesterday when they examined the first two scrimmages and went through all the footage, they found that the team was most effective on both the offensive and defensive end when Grant Williams was playing the five spot. So that certainly makes for an interesting lineup if suddenly Grant becomes the guy in the middle for a good portion of the game. But I think, you know, they got everybody healthy. Everybody else is healthy, too. So we'll get a good look at the best there is in basketball right now in the Milwaukee Bucks on Friday night, and then can gauge ourselves accordingly. But, you know, Tatum is emerging as a big-time player. I think Brown is a really big-time player. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this fares out. Whether, you know, we're looking at stats, John. I don't mean to run on here, but we're looking at stats last night. And I was saying to Scal, yes, these are, quote, this year's stats, but this year had a four-month hole in the middle of it. So are the guys, the numbers that Jason Tatum put up in the first, what, 50-something games, whatever it was, are they going to be similar to the numbers he puts up going forward right here?
That might be the biggest question out of all of them. Is they going to need him to do that? Yeah.
Yeah. And so it'll be interesting to watch as the games start to unfold themselves, that the guys we thought might be the big guys may not be turn out to be the big guys, not only in the Celtics, but on other teams.
Is there anyone's game noticeably different than it was 5 months ago?
I think Tice is I think it's probably more between the ears than anything he did while the break was going on. But I think Tice is very sure of himself on the floor now. He's not looking over his shoulder as to when he may come out if he makes a mistake. So I think he's a pleasant surprise on the upside. Anybody else? No, I think they're all pretty much as I remember them. I hope Tatum can be the same guy I saw scoring 29 points a game since February 1st.
How about Robert Williams, who we saw a lot of earlier last night, and I think is going to be a huge key as we move along here?
Yeah, he does give him a size, and he gives him a shot-blocking presence. But again, if Tice gets the start and Williams plays a lot of minutes at the five, then I don't know how many minutes Williams is going to get in that whole exchange. It's going to be interesting. Because we play every other day and even have a back-to-back in the middle of it next week, usually in leading up to the playoffs and getting ready for the playoffs is a 7 or 8 man roster. It's going to have to be a 9 or 10 man roster. So these guys are going to get minutes off the bench. It's just a question of whether they're able to produce in those minutes and how quickly coach has to go back to the starters.
Hey, Mike, when it comes to injuries, of course, we know about Kemba Walker. Do you trust the staff? Like, we've seen Isaiah Thomas years ago, way back, Kevin Garnett. But, like, do you feel like Kemba Walker is going to be fit to play, whether it's back-to-back games, multiple games in a series? You think he's going to be ready to go?
I hope so. I don't mean to dodge the question. I hope so. Here's a guy who's played 8 years in the league and never had a chance to play in a playoff game, and now his first opportunity comes in this kind of bizarre situation that we're in. But Will he be able to go back-to-back? I don't think so. That's just a guess, but I don't think he will. And I think there'll be a minute restriction on him to begin this eight-game stretch, and then we'll see how he progresses, and that number may grow as time goes on. But his knee is probably the biggest injury key for the Celtics.
All right. So last night's game, Mike, was it was interesting to watch because we've talked about how this bench is more than likely compared to other teams going to be an Achilles heel. I mean, the starting five will put up against anybody, but I mean, there's a lot of unproven guys up out there, and you know, I don't know how much you can rely on real quality minutes from anyone from number seven down. But we got to see them last night against the starters of Houston for a good while. I didn't think they did that bad. I thought that they're, I mean, listen, Harden's going to get his, and, you know, they're one of the highest scoring offenses in the league, the Rockets. But I just, after watching it, is it okay for me to not feel like it wasn't a disaster?
Yeah, I do think it was okay. I thought they ran out of gas a little bit because I think they're bench guys, and they're not used to playing that many minutes in a row. Yeah. But I thought for the first 8-10 minutes of the game last night, they held their own against the starting five. The Celtics are third in the league in terms of getting the most points per game out of their starters. I think they get something like 84 points a game out of their starters. So that's going to have to be an improvement on the part of the bench. They got to be a better scoring group.
Like a balance, yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be some balance here.
Yeah.
More than anything, they've got to be able to get out there and play and just hold the ground. They don't have to extend the lead if it's a lead they have, or if they're down two when they end up getting 2-4 and get in the game. But they have to hold it at that. They can't let it grow to 8-10 while they're out in the court. And to do that, they're going to have to score. So who scores in that group? Marcus probably would be the first guy who comes to mind. I think Marcus Smart is the whole key to the Celtics season. I understand how good Tatum is and how good Brown can become, and that Kemba's an all-star, but I think the Celtics go as far as Marcus Smart can take him. If Marcus plays really well and continues to be the guy he has been down in Orlando, which has been really the organizer, you see all these off-the-court things that the guys are doing. They're playing volleyball games. They're having races in the swimming pool. Marcus is the ringleader for all that stuff. So if he can take that and bring it to the court with him and become the guy, then I think this team can get to the Eastern Conference Finals against probably a Milwaukee, although my dark horse to win this the East would be Toronto. I think nobody's paying attention to Toronto, and they're very good. They're very, very good.
Ultimately, though, I just want to get back to Marcus Smart since you brought it up, Mike. I mean, how are the rotations going to be different in the COVID bubble pandemic era as they would be in a normal way? Is the bench going to get more time? Are they going to get less time based on what we've seen so far and based on the games that we're playing in a hermetically sealed environment?
Well, I think they'll have to get a little bit more time simply for the fact that we're going to play every other day. And as I said, next Tuesday, Wednesday, there's a back-to-back thrown in the middle of it. So the games are going to come fast and furious. And once the playoffs start, the same thing will happen because they don't have to worry about travel. The games will come fast and furious. So that means your bench has got to perform. So there will be a certain amount of pressure on them to, again, hold the line when they're in the game. And I think Marcus Smart's the key to that. I think Marcus is the key to this whole team, frankly. I would have put a C on his uniform a long time ago and said, you're the captain, just go out there and be the leader. I just think the Celtics will go as far as Marcus can take them. And I don't mean take them by putting them necessarily on the shoulders, but by making the plays we see Marcus Smart make all the time, which nobody else in the league makes, the steals, the diving for the loose balls, the keeping balls in play that result in 2 points. If he can be that disruptive factor on the court, again, I think this team can get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and it all depends on who's healthy and who gets the good bounces.
All right, Mike Gorman, I've been saying that I think that the broadcast, or at least the setup and the broadcast of everything that they've done in the bubble has, you know, it's about as good as you can do. I think that they've done a very good job, and obviously you and Scal sound good. There's only one thing that I would tweak, and I don't even think it's a NBC Sports Boston issue. I think it's just a NBA bubble issue, and that is the voice of the announcer is so damn loud, and he's like a puker too. Okay, so every time, like when I first started watching the game last night, I thought that Scal was choking on something. It was like, it's louder than you guys in the mix, which is slightly jarring for us. It's got to be jarring for you as well.
Yeah, I started letting the guy like acting like he was the third man in the booth. If he, I knew what he was going to say after fouls and stuff. So rather than me repeat what he said, he was so loud, I just didn't repeat it when he said who the foul was on. That's one of the things that's on top of Scal and I's list as to changes we can make going into the season. But that's right now not something that we have direct control over. The NBA and Turner and Aspen control the feeds. And we have to take to a certain degree what comes down the line. But I'm sure we'll address that because you're right. He's intrusive right now in the game.
I like how you said make him like the third man. It's like you know he's going to call the foul. He's like, Bob, what do you think of that? Foul on James Harden. Thank you, Bob.
Appreciate that.
Yeah,
I know. I was tempted towards it because he always goes like 1 minute to go in the game or something like that in the quarter. And I wanted to add 1 minute and 5 seconds go. How much time's up here anyway, Bob?
1 minute left to go in the game. Thanks, Bob.
We might as well include him. If he's going to be there, we might as well include him.
Might as well put him in there. All right. Well, Mike, what are you watching? What's keeping you entertained? You always have good recommendations.
What am I watching here lately? I've watched a lot of bad movies. I can't believe how many times you can go through the screen on Netflix and not find anything you actually want to watch. Hey, Amen. What have we watched lately that's been good?
Bosch?
Well, do you guys ever watch Bosch?
I heard it's good. I've had a bunch of people tell me it's good. It's the cop show, right?
Yeah, he's been Ed going forever, and it's 5 years of it if you get into it. You know what was really good? I think I mentioned this to you guys before. The first year of Goliath is really good.
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton, right?
Yeah. Second year, 5 minutes into the second year, you just don't want to watch anymore. But
the first year
is really good, and he Thornton is terrific. I mean, he just inhabits this role of this kind of burnt-out lawyer, and he's very, very good. Oh, yeah. Have you guys seen the Rolling Stones documentary about, I think it was a tour, 1995, I think, a tour they made, where they decided to cut this album that had nothing to do with the tour. In other words, it's them sitting around in a dressing room just kind of jamming with each other and singing songs that they like that have nothing to do with the stuff that they sing in when they're on the stage. It's really good. If you're at all a Stones junkie, it's really good.
You see, I'm not even like a Rolling Stones guy, but I love like rock documentaries, like behind the scenes stuff. Like I don't even care who the band is.
There's one on Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young too, which is pretty good.
Uh-huh. All right, I've got a show for you, and this is, as I said, I've been talking about it this morning, but I love this show. It's Schitt's Creek on Netflix.
my daughter is crazy about that show.
Yeah.
She cried when the season ended.
It's one of the rare shows, and I just started watching it like a month ago, and I've been binging it, but it's like a 20-minute show, so it's easy to watch, and it's one of the few shows that I don't want it to end. Like, I know that when it's over, I'm going to be like, oh, man, that sucks. You know,
it's
true. It's laugh out loud funny, and it's a easy watch.
It's Eugene Levy, right?
Yeah, and I'm not even like a big Eugene Levy guy, but he's great. And his son wrote the show, who's also a major character, and he's phenomenal in it. So yeah, I mean, it's as close to a can't miss show that I can recommend. I don't know too many people who've watched it and didn't like it.
SCH, if you're trying to spell
yes.
it there.
Yes, it's the name of, yes, it's the name of the yes. You don't have to spell it. It's the name of the show.
Listen,
it's the name of the city. It's Schitt's Creek, and it's.
I've been up that creek. I know.
Mike Gorman, listen, it's glad to have you back. It's awesome to have you back on the show. But more than anything, it's awesome that you know, we have basketball. This is going to be a fun postseason. I'm looking forward to it, man. Who knows? Maybe they can pull something off. I still think the Bucks and Giannis are just a beast, and people forget what an absolute bulldozer they were during the regular season. Mm-hmm. But this is a weird year, and anything can happen. So
I think
who the hell knows?
I think anything can happen. Let's talk during this next couple of weeks. So there will be it will be interesting. And like you say, basketball is back in spades now because I mean it's on every night.
Yeah. And it's been fun to watch. As I said, that's my number one. NHL, by the way, if you've watched what they've done, their product looks good, too, right now, like with the bubble. Like, they've done a really good job. But
baseball's doing a swell job, aren't they?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, well,
Don't start, Mike.
Well, at least you know that there won't be anybody fighting between what to watch between the Red Sox and the Celtics next couple of weeks.
You're going to have all the viewers you can handle, Mike.
You
believe
win.
Me.
All right, Mike. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming back.
All right. Take care, guys.
You too. See you, man. All right. Well, that's good news about Tommy, too. Hopefully, he'll be backing up and running soon. And Joe Murray is here with your headlines.
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestfordy.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
The Sports Hub.
Toucher. Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich. Like, he dresses an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Five of Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. We just had Mike Gorman on, and someone on Twitter just said, was wanting to know if Mike was crazy. They said, Marcus Smart will be the most important player. That's just ridiculous.
I made a little voice when that happened.
He said, WTF, unless he means Marcus Smart shooting way too much is ruining the team's rhythm. I understand what Mike is saying there, and I'm not trying to speak for Mike because I think he made a good enough point. But the one thing that I think that he means is, especially in this bubble environment, you're going to need Marcus Smart to be as Marcus Smart as you can get, because it's got to be human nature to take your foot off the gas just a little bit when you don't have that crowd. And that's what makes a guy like him super valuable. All these energy guys, their value just went through the roof, because it's a necessity for any time that these people, like, listen, I think that Jason Tatum is the most important piece. Or you know what? You can even say Kemba Walker is the most important piece.
And he ducked that question too. Last week said something about it. Perk yesterday is going against the Celtics. People are concerned about that knee, man. It's a real thing.
Well, Perk said something that kind of got me concerned on Twitter yesterday. Let me see if I can find it here. But he was talking about, he was making some prediction about the who's going to come out of the East. And he said that, you know, hey, watch out for the Raptors or something along those lines. And he said at the beginning of a couple weeks ago, I said it was the Celtics. And then he said, but with Kemba out or something along those lines. And I'm like, what is he talking about? Like, does he know something we don't know when it comes to Kemba Walker's health? Because according to Brad Stevens, and I mean, he's been practicing, they've been limiting his minutes, but yeah,
it was all leading up to getting him ready for the seeding games. And more importantly, I think they're going to limit his minutes for these next 8 games. They want to make sure that he can start and play 30 or 35 minutes for playoffs, or at least give him the biggest opportunity possible to be ready to start and play 30 or 35 minutes a game during the playoffs.
Here's what he said. I have the right here. He says, I picked the Celtics earlier as the team that could beat the Bucks based on where they were at the time. Losing Kemba, who is one of their top 3 guys, and the guy that keeps the ship afloat, puts them in a different situation. Changes everything next up, Toronto Raptors. I've heard nothing about them losing Kemba Walker, and I don't know if that's just Perk throwing stuff out there, throwing stuff against the wall. I mean, God knows he's connected to the organization, so maybe he's heard something that we haven't. But according to everything Brad Stevens been saying and all the practices, Kemba is practicing. He's just being limited. Now, that's going to be obviously I would still argue Tatum is the most important piece, but not having Kemba there is a big, big deal. I know what Gorman is saying.
Marcus? Just real quick about Marcus. Don't forget, and we've brought it up many times, and we talked about it with Gorman, bench play. So important, because the starters can't go as far as they were going during the regular season during this restart. So the bench is going to be very important, and more specifically, scoring off the bench is going to be very important. And Marcus Smart, like it or not, is your top scorer off the bench. He has to produce both ends of the floor in order for the Celtics to go places. He is the linchpin between the starters and the bench at the moment. That's, I think that more along the lines is what Gorman is talking about. There's the leadership and everyone. He's a de facto captain of the team as it is. But the ability to not have such a large drop-off when Gordon Hayward checks out of the game or Kemba Walker checks out of the game once we get into the playoffs or Jaylen Brown checks out of the game, to have Marcus Smart come in and be able to contribute on the offensive end so it's not four versus five is very important.
And also, I mean, that's he's the best scorer off the bench. That's, of course, until they take the speed governor off of Brad Wanamaker, and then we know.
But he's their backup point guard. He's their best defender. And if they're going to beat Philadelphia or play the Bucks in the second round, he's going to probably have to be their best all-around player.
I mean, he's the heart of their team, yeah. Too. That's the other thing. I mean, he's the guy that bleeds green. That's going to be important in the bubble. I don't know if I agree with Mike Gorman him being the most important, but I understand what he's saying. So, I mean, I know that you've audible groan, Joe Murray, showing disrespect to Mr. Mike Gorman. How dare you, sir?
Like, I mean, listen, you? He one time said Avery Bradley was...
Wouldn't trade him for anyone except LeBron.
I mean, listen, we all love him.
He's been given a hyperbole, but this particular point, I kind of agree with him on.
Yeah, no, it's a good... Listen, Smart's very important to this team, there's no doubt about it.
Exceptionally important. And the thing about Toronto is an older team. And Toronto has, you know, what is he, 38, 39-year-old Marc Gasol. They have Kyle Lowry, who is good, but again... Older legs coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, those are two guys to watch as we move along during the playoffs. I think younger legs are going to be key here. I mean, experience is nice and the stopping and the starting is nice, but the veterans haven't been you talk about athletes being a creature of habit. None of these veterans that have been in the league 10, 15 years have been through anything like this. I think it's easier for the younger players to go, oh, okay, let's just, all right, we're here, we're in Disney World, let's just roll with it. I think that would affect the veterans a little bit more.
Now, let me ask you this, Joe, since we have you here. If the Celtics end up going far in the playoffs and Andy Wong puts the game on at the drive-in.
No, we can do it.
Over at Kowloon, are you going to call up one of your bros like you did last night with Rocky and say, dude, let's go on down to the drive-in together and sit in the car and drink some Mai Tais and check out a Rocky movie?
Again, we didn't sit in the car.
Couldn't tell it by the pictures that I saw.
The pictures on pictures your Instagram say otherwise.
Yeah, why would you take a selfie of the two of you in the car? Explain, if you sat outside.
Damn right I'd call my boy. Let's bro it up at the loon.
Why would you not take a picture of the two of you sitting on lawn chairs outside as opposed to selfie in the car smiling with your mask on?
Because it was 95 degrees outside. Right.
Outside and not inside a hot car.
Guys, enough. If you missed it earlier.
Oh, man.
So apparently last night, it was Rocky night over at the Cal. Joe Murray called up one of his friends and said, hey, dude. Drive-in movie. It's Rocky night. Let's say we go celebrate Rocky night. And you and I go watch Rocky together, sit in the front seat of our car, just like the dudes from the Sonic commercial, and have ourselves a little bro down. And of course, he showed up, and he was the king of Saugus last
night. J-Sue and the Sarge movies out on the lawn, and a spread full of food paid for by Andy Wong. Chicken teriyaki combo meal,
spare ribs,
and blue shoe pork. Kowloon Joe and his Kowloon friends. Watching flicks, the party never ends. They're the kings of Saugus. Hey, look, is that John Cena's dad?
Yes, when you get VIP treatment, they put you right next to a John Cena family member.
Mr. Cena, a very nice guy, by the way.
The best is he feels that he has to mention that in case he gets some blowback from the wrestling crew at the loon.
I'm sure he's a nice guy, but every time you guys mention hanging out, it's like, dude, John Cena's dad was there. Tell me I'm not lying. Me.
No, Cena's North Shore, kid. Cena's, what is it?
West Newbury, Massachusetts.
West Newbury, yeah.
Hey, tell me what it's like making a hero with your seed. Like, what are you talking to John Cena's dad about?
Five knuckle shuffles.
What was the first day that you realized your son was a bona fide beast?
That's right.
Was it while he was in the crib? Or was it when he was in grade school? Could he smash a textbook? How many crayons could he eat? I bet more than the average 3-year-old.
How much can your son bench press?
No, you ain't creative, son. I just saw him host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader. That was awesome.
Mr. Cena one time battled Randy Orton, though. He had to get in there once.
Oh.
Then he got the RKO.
All righty, baby. Went under the ring. For some reason, I saw his pictures last night, and I went through my head. I'm like, all right, how did this pan out? It was like, dialing the phone. Hey, Dave. Get the short shorts and the tank top. It's Rocky Night at the Loon.
Dude, what's worse? Going by yourself or bringing a bro? Come on.
Bringing a bro. I think having to ask a dude to go to the drive-in with you to go watch Rocky is a little more.
Would your wife go with you, Wallach, to go see Rocky?
Hell yes, she would. Oh, absolutely.
Of course, yeah.
Hell yes. Rich, would she not go if I asked her to go?
Yeah, she would. My wife would go. I mean, absolutely. Your wife would have gone to see Rocky, right?
No.
Why?
That's why I brought my bro, dude.
Well, first of all, those are the only two options, going alone or going with a dude. How about not going? How about not going?
No, you don't not go to Rocky Night at the Kowloon. You don't blow off Rocky Night at the Kowloon.
I've had Grease and Rocky back to back.
There's wings and manliness to be had. What are we doing?
I had three scorpion bowls and I had lots of...
How are you still... You had three of them?
Yeah, look at the size of me, dude. They do nothing to me.
Oh, my God.
That's right. And then, of course, he let his friend drive home. I just want to throw that in there just to make sure.
Jesus, I would have been in a trunk somewhere.
I live 7 minutes away from the Kowloon. It's like the stairway to heaven.
It is the stairway to heaven. All right. When we get back, we've got Billy Jaffe, who will talk about the NHL with us.
Day 2 with a song. He's out on the lawn in a spread full of food paid for by Andy Wong. Chicken teriyaki combo meal.
Spare ribs.
And blue shoe pork. Kowloon Joe and his Kowloon friends. Watching flicks. The party never ends. They're the kings of Saugus. Hey, look, is that John Cena's dad?
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
At Fitz Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.